Now return to Tampa Bay's number one morning show, The Mike Calter Show.
It is 8:45 on The Mike Calter Show. It's 102.5 The Bone. Thank you. It's amazing how you can send the fear of God into me with just one look and then bring me waffles. My wife just brought me a waffle. Get out of here, Babel. Get out of here.
Joe said he enjoys waffles as well.
Yeah, well,
I didn't say anything about waffles.
She asked me, should I make a waffle for Joe? I said no.
You said it with your eyes, Joe.
I heard Joe say, what are you, all out of sandwiches?
Did Carmen ever make it back in the studio?
Yes, I'm sorry. I had to go to the restroom, and I thought we were going to break.
Yeah, but shouldn't you wait till we go to break before you go to the restroom?
What do I
also, do they have breakfast in the restroom?
I mean, I had breakfast in the kitchen, but I had to go to the bathroom. News was over in almost an hour
and a half. It's okay to eat food in the bathroom, Carmen. Don't let anybody shame you. Eating food in the bathroom is totally
normal. I don't care where you eat your food. I needed you to do something, and you weren't there. You didn't tell anybody, and you just disappeared.
Well, you were doing your spot, and normally we do a spot, and then you're like, okay, we'll be back, and then we go to break.
Are you saying this show is not filled with spontaneity? We don't sometimes do a spot, and then next thing you know, we're on for another 40 minutes?
Sometimes, but I knew we had to
But you were like, it doesn't matter. I'm just going to go get my food.
No, I had to go to the bathroom. I didn't even leave to go get my food. I left to get
the food.
Because it was in the kitchen, so when I was done going to the bathroom and I came back and I heard that we were in commercials, then I went back.
How did I get in the kitchen?
I walked back. I can hear from Bone TV that we were in commercials.
I didn't see you. That's why I was just asking. I didn't see you.
So I want to know how your food got upstairs.
What do you mean? It's in the kitchen.
Did you make it? Did you Uber Eats?
No.
Oh.
I had to go to the bathroom really bad, but I waited to the break.
Yeah. Like, I mean, it's just simple. Just say, hey, I'm going to run to the bathroom.
I'm not going to interrupt you in the middle of a spot.
Not me. Maybe, like, write a note for Gal and say, I got to poop. Yeah.
I just looked over, and you were gone. I was like,
I got to go pee. I thought we were going to break.
Yeah, but you can't just think.
Can just get up in the middle to get your wife's keys because you forgot to give them to her? You can do that?
Yeah, I can.
Oh, yeah, okay. But no one else is allowed to do anything.
Okay.
Well, I'm sorry. I had to go pee. I shouldn't have.
I don't know that you think you and I are on the same level.
I don't think that.
You clearly.
I had to go pee.
Yeah.
I didn't want to pee my pants.
You're that incontinent, like a 5-year old that you can't hold your pee till the next break.
No, we were going to break.
No, we weren't going to break.
We were.
No, we weren't. We were actually going to call Steve Hurley, but you weren't there to call him. So now we're going to call him at 9 o'clock.
By the way, peeing your pants makes for good fodder on the show.
I don't think so. I did not want to pee my pants.
Pointing it out.
I got an email over the weekend
mm-hmm.
From a gentleman on Facebook. And I will tell you that if we are not friends on Facebook, they take your emails that you send, they put it in a separate file. Somehow they feel you're going to be afraid to read them. I don't know what it is. So this gentleman has sent me an email before that I didn't notice. Somehow I noticed this one. So I will start to read you this email, and then it'll reference the first one, so we'll go back and read the first one. This came to me on October 2nd at 4:29 in the p.m. Long time since my last request. Okay, so let me look up at the last request. He's right. The last request came in at August 10th, 2014, 7:13 a.m. And this is the first time I'm reading this. Was on Friday. This is the email from August 14th. Hey, brother. I drove the long drive to West Palm to see the show tonight. I am a Marine veteran. We have third row seats. Could you tell me whom I need to speak with to buy or make my way backstage to meet Chris and the band? I don't know who. That was from 2014, so I am not sure who that is. Chris and the band. I mean,
West Palm.
Jericho is the only Chris that I could think of, or I don't. I mean, Jericho would be. We may have had Jericho on the show, and then Fozzy played, and doesn't sound like that's the case. But that's what I'm trying to think of in my head.
Maybe it was Chris Cornell. He was not dead yet.
Quite possibly, Chris Cornell, based on the ridiculousness of this guy's emails. Okay. So I thought even what's that one Coldplay maybe it was Coldplay
Chris Martin
yeah you know I couldn't figure it out in 2014. In August 10th, 2014, West Palm. I don't know if that helps anybody or who Chris might be. But anyway, that was the first email that I didn't see that I was referenced, so I went back and read it. So now let's get something out in the open right here, okay? Could you tell me who I need to speak with to buy backstage passes? You do not buy backstage passes. They're not available unless a company is doing some sort of promotion where they do it. It includes a meet and greet, and you're paying $10,000 for it, and they, you know, have one of those things going on. But those are relatively new. You don't just walk up to the window and say, I'd like two tickets and two backstage passes. That's not how it works. So could you tell me who I need to speak with to buy or make my way backstage to meet Chris and the band? If you're foolish enough to think that you could just walk your way backstage to meet the band, you're an idiot to start out with. Who was it?
So Soundgarden was in West Palm on August 10th, 2014.
And that's what it was.
With Nine Inch Nails and the Dillinger Escape Plan.
And this guy just thought some way he was going to hit me up and I was going to be like, oh, go see Rob. Rob will get you your backstage passes. So anyway, that was the old email. Dumb, but not the dumbest email you've ever gotten, right? Yeah. Like, pretty presumptive. Like, hey, I don't know you. I'm going to throw out the fact that I was a veteran, try and pull at your heartstrings a little bit, and then you can tell me who I need to buy my passes for, but I really want you to hook me up with backstage passes. Happens a lot. I get these emails all the time. Here's where the dumbest email of all time comes in. Long time since my last request. Obviously. My 50th birthday is coming up on November 20th. I hope you get this message, and I'll know if you do. Strange request, but I'd really appreciate some help in getting in touch with the two Grady twins to show up at my party. I am a husband and a U.S. Marine decorated veteran. I'll leave my personal number here.
Can I pause?
Sure.
Who are the Grady twins?
Come on, Galvin. Tell them, Spanish.
The Great Grady twins.
You don't know either. Gio, tell them who the Grady twins
are. The Bella twins?
No, the Grady twins, Galvin. Grady, G-R-A-D-Y. Tell them, Gio.
The Grady twins were the High Wire act.
You're incorrect.
No, I have no idea.
Joe may actually know who the real Grady twins are.
The Grady twins are law enforcement officers.
No, one no, of which, no.
I do now Grady Judd. Know who okay, the sorry. Grady twins
yes.
are.
Yes. So I wrote back, hey, dude. First off, thanks for your service, because you pointed out twice that you're...
Right.
However, I'm not sure what it is you think I do. I'm a talk radio host, not a conduit for backstage access and party bookings.
I mean,
I don't even know who the
shaker.
F the Grady twins are. I don't know who the Grady twins are. And then I had to do what Galvin did and what Gio just did and what Spanish just did and Googled it. He wrote back, LOL, from The Shining. And I apologize for their quest years back. He wanted me to hook him up with the twins from The Shining.
The little girls who are now in their 50s or 60s. And, you know, because you talk about them all the time, that you're friends with them.
Can you hook me up with the Grady twins to show up at my party? And then he said, I apologize for the request years back. And I wrote back, oh, no, this one was way worse than the last one. Then he went on to get dumber and dumber in the email. What would it cost me to have you guys show up here and do an acoustic set or have you do a podcast?
Sure.
I don't. Do you want to try and call this guy?
I mean, we got to get some answers.
Yeah, me and Anthony will go over there dressed as the little girls.
Yeah.
$50.
I mean, should we do that or should we just assume he's going to be too dumb to even talk to?
I think he's going to be too dumb to talk to and swear.
Yeah. Now listen.
Although, what's the over-under on him bringing up that he was a Marine?
Oh.
I mean, were they even, like, in town for, like, Comic-Con or something? Like, where did just the request for them come from?
Lisa and Louise Burns are the real names of the Grady twins.
Their characters are Alexi and Alexa Grady.
You're making the thing go off, Jack.
You made my Alexa move. You said Alexa, that moved. That's a real name. I don't know. What I mean, that literally made me angry over the weekend. And I know that's not something to be angry about, but, you know, I always tell you guys, I'm like, you tell me about GoFundMes, and I wish I could help everybody, but I can't. If I put everybody's GoFundMe, what makes your GoFundMe better than this guy's? Both of you know kids who are dying. I wish I could help everybody. And if I go and I put, hey, help this guy out, you know, their kid's dying, and then they're going to, it's just going to get desensitized to it. So, hold on a minute. I sent Carmen the number in case she wants to try and call him. I haven't said his name, right? I haven't said no. Don at all.
Wait. So you want me to try and call him?
Yeah, you might as well. I mean, I have to know the meaning. I have to know how somebody thought the Grady, like, yeah. I would the Grady twins.
Hey, come on.
But Carmen, please tell him not to curse on the air.
By the way, are the Grady twins trying to still look spooky? Because yeah. I just sent you guys a picture of them. They're 53 now, and oh my God. Yeah. I mean, they could each they could haunt a house easily. Like, without doing anything, without putting on any...
Well, if you want to call this guy, he's trying to...
The one looks like Gollum.
Yeah.
Oh, man. All right, Carmen.
Oh, my
God. I hear her in the background.
Got him.
Tell him I might have the Grady twins for him.
And Chris Cornell's ghost, if he was doing a Halloween party. Black hole sun.
Forever and ever and ever.
I feel like this is not going to go very well.
I can't wait.
Red rum. Red rum. Red rum.
All right, we got him. You ready for him?
Yeah. Let's go to Don. Don, good morning. Don? And done. Don't even call back. That couldn't have been any better.
Yep.
Let us know when you're
officially
situated.
The dumbest listener in the history of anything.
That went well.
What did he say when you called him?
He said that he was working and that he didn't really have time. And I just said, it's just going to be a couple minutes. We're going to go on air. I'll put you on hold and we'll come to you.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, he obviously knew what you guys were talking about.
Yeah. Don, I'm sorry, but that was the dumbest request I've ever gotten from a listener. Ever, ever, ever. To get the Grady twins. Like Carmen said, like if they were like, hey, we're having them on the show on Tuesday, what would be the possibility of booking them to come to my party? That'd be a different story.
I'm working on it now.
Just
no. Thank you,
Gio. Randomly just people out of the blue.
Yeah. Right. First, hey, I'm going to the concert. Like, if you said, hey, I'm going to the Bucks game, any chance I can go to the tailgate party? Yeah, of course, man. Thank you for listening. I'd be happy to hook you up with tailgate passes. Come in, enjoy some Bud Light and some food from Grill and Provisions, and we'll hang out. That's a different story.
Mike, you know the movie No Country for Old Men?
Yeah.
You know when he goes into that gas station, he has him flip a coin, the guy flips the coin and then lives and stuff?
Yeah.
I meet that guy. Can he come over for cake and ice cream?
I have good news and bad news, Galvin.
What's that?
I can't get that guy.
Okay.
Wow. I can't get that guy.
That's bad news.
But you ever see that movie The Goonies?
No.
Yeah. You know the guy, you know the kids from The Goonies?
Uh-huh.
Not them. But the guy who played the father, he's in there for life. I can get that guy to come.
All right, well.
Him or, you know, Shawshank Redemption?
Sure, yeah.
You know the sisters?
Uh-huh.
You know the one with the red hair?
Yeah.
Not him, but the big guy behind that. You're like, I can't believe that guy is gay. Right. Oh, I can have that guy come over.
That's great.
Anybody come at you yet?
Nope.
The Lost Boys, can you get any of those guys?
Yeah. Yes, okay. I can get the Lost Boys. I can get the one Corey who's not dead.
Yeah. Okay, good. Yeah.
Can you? I want to hang out with the little mouse from the Green Mile. Can you hook me up with the little mouse?
Oh, I'm sorry. He's actually passed. Yeah, he's passed.
Yeah. The Grady twins.
Oh, no.
Are on Cameo.
Oh, you got to be kidding me.
You want to take a guess what? How much?
$25.
No, $500. There's two of them. They got to make money.
They do the cameos with each other in the same video. $125 for a Grady twin cameo.
See, we'd do it for $50.
It's just under the Shining Twins is what it's under.
Hey, Mike, you know that movie Ratatouille? Where the rat's under the guy's hat?
Yeah, yeah, he makes the food.
Can I wear that hat?
You mean you want the one where the rat really makes you cook?
Yeah. Just the hat.
I'll see what I can do. Jesus Christ.
Vegetables.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's go to the hotline and welcome to the show. A longtime sponsor of the show and a very good friend. This is Steve Hurley from Stingray Chevrolet. Steve, how you doing, buddy?
Good morning. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Sorry we're running late this morning. I talked to Steve late last week, and he has got a great event coming up that we like to shine some light on every year, where you get an opportunity to go out and meet some of these police officers from the area. It's always good. Like, remember back in the day, no matter what town you grew up in, you kind of knew one or two cops' names. Like, you knew who they were. Or you certainly knew if you lived in a bigger area that there, if there was a police officer in your neighborhood, you were like, oh, that's Chuck the police officer. Like, you always had one guy that you knew you can go to, a face of the police for you. And sometimes that gets away from us. So Steve is doing a thing. It's on Wednesday, right?
That's correct. Excuse me. It's Wednesday from 7 to 10 at Stingray Chevrolet in Plant City and also Stingray Chevrolet Bartow.
You'll get to go and have coffee with a cop. You'll get to meet some of these guys. You'll get to get a good a little coffee, some breakfast. And do you have both the sheriffs coming out? Or I know Chad's going to one place, right?
We do. We actually have Chad Cronster and the HCSO team will be coming out to Stingray Chevrolet Plant City, as well as the Plant City PD. We'll have Fish and Wildlife there, some Florida State Troopers. And then, of course, we have the most famous Grady, much more famous than the Grady twins. Grady Judd will be Chevrolet Bartow.
Yep. I'd have an easier time getting Sheriff Grady Judd over there than I would the Grady twins. And he's going to be
there last year. Yeah, everybody had a great time last year. Grady is always, obviously, a local celebrity. Everybody loves Grady Judd. And Sheriff Cronister, of course, I think he's been voted the best-looking sheriff. And he's going to be at Stingray Chevrolet Plant City. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, listen, look, Grady Judd has just done some stuff that's made him an international superstar. I mean, he is a guy that he is fighting crime on many levels, and he's serious about it, and he makes no bones about it, and he's the kind of no-nonsense guy that people love when it comes to that. Kids are protected, people are protected, your rights are protected. We love that. And then Sheriff Chad has been great for Hillsborough County. He's certainly been good for this radio station. He's got a good open line of communication with us. And, yes, he is quite handsome. But an opportunity for you to go out and meet these guys and talk to them like regular people, like regular men and women, not, you know, somebody that you need to be petrified of every time you get pulled over, and not somebody that you need to vilify because they're of some authority. They're just regular folks like you, and they are there to work for you. So it's a good opportunity for you to go down there and chat with them. I mean, I love when you see those Fish and Wildlife guys. Every once in a while, you'll see one of those guys that that's job is to go out and wrangle the gators. I mean, I could never do that stuff. And it's good to put a face to the job and get to you know, break bread and talk to these guys.
They're going to bring out, you know, a lot of their equipment. They're planning on doing like last year and landing their helicopter right on the parking lot at Stingray Chevrolet. They're going to have the canine unit, all the armored vehicles. And they always bring out this great display. And people had such a good time. I was really surprised at the success last year. Everybody enjoys it. And the one thing that I would like to share, just like not everybody likes going to buy a car and the experience at a car dealership, we try to do a little bit better job. And I think that makes a difference. And a lot of people may not be aware that all law enforcement is not the same. We're very, very fortunate to have the absolute best of the best here in Polk County, here in Hillsborough County and surrounding counties. They really, really are good guys. And I think, just as you said, if you come out and bring the kids, if they're available, kids have a great time. Yeah. And just visit with these guys and women and realize they're just great people.
They really are. I've gotten to know a bunch of the sheriffs over the years from being involved in different charity stuff with them. And they're regular dudes like me. Had I not gotten lucky with this job, you know, there's a possibility that I could have done something like that, or you know, and then every time you see them on the news, whether they're saving somebody or whether they're solving a crime or helping people out, it's a good idea to go over there and introduce yourself, say hi, and then you know, later on down the road, if you ever need to contact somebody over there, you kind of have like a little friend in there now, and certainly when guys like Chad and Grady take the time to stop down and get out there and meet the people, it speaks volumes of what kind of people they are. So I appreciate you guys doing this. Stingray Bartow and Stingray Chevrolet in Plant City doing it both on Wednesday. And you can stop by quick on the way into to work or school, drop the kids off, and grab some coffee while you're out there.
These guys, they all work well together. You know, our chief in Plant City, Jim Bradford, used to be with Hillsborough County Sheriff's Office, and these agencies will all work so well together. And like I said, and you mentioned as well, when you talk to these men and women, they're really, really good people, and we're just fortunate that law enforcement's like everything. There's you have better ones and not as good agencies, and we just have really the best of the best around the Tampa Bay area.
Yeah, and I think this is really cool that you're doing this again and giving people a chance to come out there. By the way, I don't know if you heard, but I was bragging a little bit this morning that I have the Chevy Silverado that they've been showing predominantly on all the football commercials over the weekend. I now find myself opening my back to step into the truck, but mostly I like to just fold it down and use it where I put my laptop. I got my office in the driveway now.
It's like a mobile an outdoor mobile desk. It's awesome, isn't it, that fold-down tailgate?
I got to be honest with you. That thing is so the truth is that the tailgate folds down and opens up for guys who actually do real work. When they go out and they get pieces of wood, it's got to be long enough to where it's not hanging off of the tailgate. So now they make it where you can extend it and put it in there, and it actually fits in there. Or guys like me that just like go, look, it's a step. You can step into it. I still find it equally as cool. Listen,
yeah, it's a great feature.
While other people are freaking out because they can't, the chip shortage and all that, and everybody's having a hard time getting cars while you're there on Wednesday, take a look around Stingray Chevrolet. They're the huge store on I-4. You can see the cars from the highway. If you're looking for something and you can't find it anywhere else, you know that Steve's got it. And he instead of marking it up and selling it, in most cases, he's coming in underpriced. So go by and see them this Wednesday. Coffee with a Cop, both in Stingray Bartow and Stingray Chevrolet in Plant City. And Steve, thanks for coming on and telling people about it. And mostly, thanks for doing this. We know this is something that being part of the community is very important to you guys at Stingray, and you've done a great job at it. So thank you.
Well, thanks for that. We really look forward to seeing everybody come out and not to make it about selling vehicles, but we still can get any vehicle that you need. It's a little bit different. A lot of times it's something that's going to be incoming, but they're still coming in. It's just a little bit different of a situation right now to where you don't see as many on the ground, but we can still get you whatever vehicle you want. And you wouldn't believe the calls that we get from people that are talking to dealers that really are marking up. Just general, you know, a Tahoe, a Suburban, a Silverado, $8,000-$10,000 over sticker. It's really ridiculous. And
yeah.
So you won't have to deal with that, as you said. And I appreciate you bringing that up.
Well, I think that's a big deal because a lot of our people and I are, you know, no matter what's happening at the time, people still need cars. And they're paying ridiculous amounts for used cars. And then all of a sudden you go and you see dealerships that actually are lucky enough to have inventory and they're jacking up the prices when you guys aren't doing that. And I think that is very important to our listeners. So that's one of the great things why we've got a good relationship with you guys and you got a great relationship with the community. So I hope Wednesday is a huge success. Kiss both the sheriffs for us.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks so much, Mike. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Steve. There you go. The great Steve Hurley from Stingray Chevrolet. What a genuine, nice guy. In all my years of doing the car stuff, you meet some good guys and some typical guys, and Steve Hurley and Bob Murray are two of the nicest, most honest guys I ever met, and I would consider them, good friends for life, no matter whether we're doing. I've been friends with, I haven't done a spokesman thing for Bob Murray in 20 years, and I'm still considering him one of my better friends, you know what I mean? All right, we got to take a break because I know we're running behind. We still got a lot of things to get to on the show. Don, I'm sorry that you're the dumbest emailer ever. I hope you still listen to the show, but I'm working on the Grady Twins for you.
Don't forget about your Spanish list too. All the stuff you hit
man,
about him.
Come on.
Trust me. Rolling on 2 of 12. We got that and our football results when we come back. It's a Mike Calta show. It's 102.5 The Bone.
You're listening to Tampa Bay's most listened to morning show, The Mike Calta.